Let us offer our consecration to the Lord.
Lord, we offer up to you this day as we come to the end of the work week of the fourth week of Lent and work our way into the fifth week of Lent this weekend. Let us be filled with your Spirit and continue to hear your call of conversion and grace. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. I don't know if you can hear this on the microphone, but there is an alarm that is going out behind the scenes, a car alarm. It reminds me of one of my favorite stories with car alarms. I was in a place and the car alarm was going on during the night. Now, I slept under a gun in the Navy, so many times I can sleep through noise and it doesn't bother me, so I don't notice it. The car alarm just stopped. But one of the people I was with living in the same house said to me the next day, I think this is one of my favorite stories. He says, "Do you hear that alarm?" I said, "No, I didn't hear it. That thing was going on all night, that beeping and beeping and beeping. And I'm going to leave a note on this person's car to tell them not to allow their alarm to ring all night." So he went out. A few minutes later, he came back in and his face was just like in shock. And I said, "What happened?" He says, "Their car was stolen." I said, "Oh, yeah, that's the other reason why they have those things." I felt awful. He felt awful that the elites in line, the alarm was going off, is someone who's actually stealing the car. And unfortunately, that's what happens when alarms go off and they're not supposed to, because it eventually leads people to do exactly that. It's like the boy who cried wolf. So, nice little story to begin our last day of the week. We're looking at today's first reading today, and it comes to us from the Wisdom of Solomon. And it reflects these people who are angry at the righteous one, not the Lord, because this is the Wisdom of Solomon, angry at the righteous one. And what you can see is, I don't know if you were ever in this situation in school where you're trying your best to get a C, and there's that person who, you know, can just practically do a test in their sleep and they get an A, and it just, you become kind of irritated with them, I guess you could say. You get, "Oh, wow, it's because, you know," especially if they, what do they, "scale the marks." You know, "I'd scale the marks, but I really can't because so-and-so always gets 100. So you would have gotten a 60 if it wasn't for so-and-so, but if we do it that way, you'll get a 50. You know how that is. And so people get jealous and they get irritated and the whole bit. Well, that's the picture you have here of the righteous one who's standing up and telling people that they're walking down the wrong path, they're doing the wrong thing, and they know, but they don't care. And that's the important thing. And so finally they get irritated with him and say they want to see this guy shut up. And so therefore, if he's not going to stop on his own, then they're going to stop him. And that's what the story is in Wisdom, the Book of Wisdom. We're looking at, let me get the chapter here, chapter 2, 1a, and actually the main folks actually is 12 through 22. Now, one of the things we want to understand there is that this is this passage. And by the way, if you're looking along in your favorite Bible, what is it called? Daily Missal, whether it's Magnificat, The Word Among Us, or some of the others, you're welcome to look along and check this out. You will see that this really does, what's the best way to put it? It really is a preview, is a foreshadowing of the way the Pharisees treat Jesus. So it's fascinating because you have to understand that the way the Pharisees treat Jesus is similar, but they're not going to be reading the Book of Wisdom and saying, "Hey, look, this is what we're doing. Maybe we'd change our ways." They're going to act in the same way. Now, I'm not saying it's necessarily a prophecy, although it may in fact be, but it's clearly a foreshadowing. And what do? They get irritated first from John the Baptist, And remember, John the Baptist was virtually a feral child. I always bring that up, that he was virtually. So whenever he spoke, he was intense. And when he wanted to bring people back to the way of the Lord, he didn't do it in a very mild manner. He did it as an intense, wild man. Repent! Turn back to the ways of the Lord. Not, gee, you should repent, you know. And so you get that same image with this guy who's trying to lead people back to repent. Now, why is he calling them to repent? Remember, he understands that the Lord is looking for the faithfulness of the people. And what is the promise of the faithfulness of the people? If the people are faithful, he will be faithful to them. And if the people are following his rules, then they will find everything they need for their country to be a strong, prosperous nation. I want to separate the word prosperous there from prosperity gospel. They're two totally different things. But there is an element of this that is promised by the Lord to the people. And so here is this righteous one living this righteous way. And as he's living this righteous way, he is telling others to turn their way, and they're not listening to him. They're getting irritated. And that's the whole focus here. And of course, you see the same thing that the Pharisees are doing, especially during this time of year. We're going to talk about that on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WEZE. You can now leave a message for us, which we can air and discuss on this program. Just call 617-297-7452.
That's 617-297-7452.
617-297-7452. Feel free to call, leave a comment, a question, or even feedback, and we may play it on the air. I can discuss your comment or question as well, so give that a try.
617-297-7452, 617-297-7452.
Hey, don't forget our website, catholicaudiomedia.com. That's catholicaudiomedia.com. Check that out. Connect to our podcast platforms. Many other things over there at catholicaudiomedia.com. And don't forget, if you are planning to contribute to the Catholic Appeal and you're not connected directly to a parish and you'd like to connect through us, please consider doing that, because that would let the Archdiocese know how important our program is to you. So please consider that. And you can go to CatholicAudioMedia.com or even stanthonyalston.org, and you can see a way to connect to the Catholic Appeal. So we were talking about that whole thing where here this man who is righteous is turning the people off because they are not righteous and they don't want to see his righteousness. Now, this is the time of year in Lent that as you go through the daily readings, and I didn't do this because you notice I like to focus on the first reading, but if you go through the daily readings where you're looking at the story of Jesus as he gets closer to his crucifixion, you will notice over and over again that the Pharisees' hearts are getting harder. And they're going to act just like we see in this first reading. And they're getting harder until finally the point that they absolutely are determined to see his death. And they have become blind to anything else. They're becoming just like is described in this first reading. So it's a fascinating thing to see. One of my favorite passages, I don't know if it comes around this year, is when Lazarus, who Jesus raised from the dead, you know, with Martha and Mary, and he raises Lazarus from the dead. So anyway, there was a passage there where the Pharisees are so hard-hearted to Jesus that not only do they want to kill Jesus, but they want to kill Lazarus because people are coming to believe because of Lazarus. And I always say, whenever that reading comes up, how evil do you have to be to want to kill someone who was raised from the dead? That's just it. And that's one of the reasons why I always bring out And Jesus kind of gives a foreshadowing of this, that their hearts are so hardened that if Jesus, after he raised from the dead, if he went back to the town square and said, presented himself and said, I told you this is who I am, they would have been so blind to it, they would try to find a way to kill him again. And that's very clear in that story of Lazarus. But it's all because their hearts are so intensely hardened. They are blind in their hatred of Jesus, and their blindness has turned them to have just this extreme hatred for the Lord. We always want to be careful of that. That's one of the reasons why we always want to be rooted in our relationship with God, because it's an illustration of just how we can walk down the wrong path if we turn our way away from the Lord. And even more so, if we are convinced that we're not walking down the wrong path, even though all the red flags are there, but we're not paying attention. So these are some pretty powerful things. Anyway, that is what we're looking at this past week, and we're coming up this coming Sunday with the fifth Sunday of Lent, and then we start getting closer to the sixth Sunday in Holy Week, and then, of course, we get into Easter. So we're going to see. We're pretty close to the end. But anyway, have yourself a blessed weekend. We'll see you on Monday. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you would like to support our program, please consider a donation to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. There are several ways to consider this. One is to purchase any of our merchandise, which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. There are coffee mugs there. There's also my latest book, Encounter Christ in Your Humanity, all of which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also donate to the show directly through either the Donate tab, also at CatholicAudioMedia.com, or by sending a donation to the U.S. Postal Service with your questions and comments at 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. Finally, the best way you can support our parish is to attend Mass on Sundays at 10 o'clock and be a part of our parish. We thank you for any support you would like to give to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, the sponsoring parish for this media outreach to Catholics and other Christians in the WROL, WEZE, and podcast listening audience. In Cristo vivimos.